Dollar date, 02.13.4168. Adjusted Gregorian. Location, ISS Intrepid. Region, interstellar space, near Estrella de la Muerte.
So you're just going to wake me up randomly?
Joseph asked, unable to hide the annoyance in his voice.
How often do you intend to do this?
Perhaps a few dozen times, given the length of our journey. For no more than a month at a time.
A month? Alone on the ship?
Joseph surprised himself with the strength of his own outburst.
I'll go insane. I need some sort of companionship.
I feel obligated to make some sort of comment at this point.
Angela's drell tone joined the conversation. Joseph rubbed his eyes and sat on the edge of the stasis pod.
I'm sorry, Ange. I don't mean to be rude, but I think you know what I mean. I'm no social butterfly, but even I need some human interaction.
The captain suspected you may feel this way, Bob said. He authorized me to bring Tanis out of stasis as well, if you really desire it.
Joseph rose up from the edge of the stasis pod.
You're damn right I desire it. Let's go get her up.
He was in the passageway before the words left his mouth.
You may have wanted to grab a ship suit.
Angela chuckled as Joseph raced through the freezing corridors in nothing but his thin stasis suit.
Why is it so cold?
Joseph asked through clenched teeth.
I'm saving power, Bob replied. I was about to advise you to change, but then it was too late.
The chamber where Tanis lay in stasis wasn't far. Critical personnel couldn't occupy the same chamber, but Joseph made certain she was as close as possible. The door slid open, and he raced through, arms wrapped tight around himself.
Stars! How cold was it out there?
Only 30 degrees below freezing,
Angela said.
Nothing a modern military guy like you can't handle.
I'm warming the surrounding area, Bob said. It'll be above freezing shortly.
Tanis was exactly where he had left her. First pod on the right. He signaled the unit over the link, and after a moment, the stasis field snapped off and the pod's cover slid open.
What's the emergency?
Tanis mumbled as she struggled out of her pod.
Are we disintegrating?
Nothing so serious.
Joseph's lips twisted in a wry smile.
We're babysitting a nervous AI.
I resent that, Bob said.
I just call it like I see it,
Joseph replied. Tanis stood, and Joseph wrapped her in an embrace.
It's nice to wake and see you, without some emergency.
The embrace lasted only a second before Tanis pulled back.
Holy crap!
Tanis exclaimed.
Why are you so cold?
He couldn't wait to see you. Even sub-zero corridors couldn't delay him.
Angela's avatar wore a thick jacket in their minds.
You could have taken the time to get some clothes. They are stasis pods, after all. I wasn't going anywhere.
Joseph felt himself flush.
Sorry, I just got caught up in the moment.
Tanis smiled and leaned in for a kiss.
This is about all of ice-cold Joe I can handle right now.